Hey y'all, it's 6:42 p.m. I'm going to do something I haven't done in a while and bring in another episode from this series, Gaijin and Japan. If you're not familiar with my Gaijin and Japan series, basically it's me comparing Japanese things to North American things and just life as a foreigner in Japan. Today's topic is going to be convenience stores. We'll probably be mostly on 7-Eleven since in my early 20s I worked at 7-Eleven in Canada. So I can compare them. One thing, big thing, is no fountain pop. So no super big gulps, no nothing in any convenience stores. I have never seen fountain pop. That's convenience stores. They do have fountain pop in drink bars at restaurants. And no Slurpees. Any whether you call it an icy or a slushy or a Slurpee, there's none. And almost none in Japan, period. Only ones I've found is, they call them so frozen, which come in orange and melon, honeydew flavor. And, basically only at a certain department store, not Ito Yokado. I'm not sure which one, but one of the department stores has them, but other than that, there is no Slurpees in Japan that I can find, at least in my area. Now, and in North America, when you think about 7-Eleven food, like sandwiches and stuff off the chilled food section, sandwiches, subs, and things like that, hamburgers, usually they're not good. And the big thing is when I worked at 7-Eleven, we used to get food orders would be delivered every night, once a day at night time. I worked graveyard shift, so I was in charge of stocking the shelves. Now the sandwiches and subs used to have an expiry date of 3 days. So, but in Japan, they have sandwiches and they have bento boxes. If you're listening to this, you should be familiar with bento boxes. Anyone who knows anything about Japan knows bento boxes. But they're bento boxes, sandwiches, they say burritos, but they're basically wraps. Stuff like that. 3 times a day, a delivery truck comes and delivers fresh food. So you're never going to get 3-day-old food here. I think the major reason is they only stock enough for a couple hours, just so they'll always keep constant. When North America, we try to stock enough for the day. Freshness is a big deal here. And the food, the bento boxes, and even the hamburgers off the chilled shelves, excellent here. I love the ham and cheese burritos, they say, but like I said, wrap. And another major difference is chip aisle, chocolate bar aisle. Very different. When you go to the chip aisle in North America, generally we have one, maybe one or two brands. I think Lay's and Old Dutch in Canada, and tons of flavors. Ketchup, salt and vinegar, and barbecue, you name it. In Japan, they have many companies, but generally only two flavors. Usually some kind of sea salt from whatever place, Hokkaido or different places. And the other option is consomme. That's it. Just cross. And chocolate bars is almost the same deal. We, North America, Canada, we have basically one full aisle of chocolate bars. Here is just one little section and generally not much choices. And basically the only North American chocolate bars we get here is Snickers and Kit Kat. Sorry, I blanked out there. Which is fine, I'm a Snickers fan, but not much choice. Then if you go to the pop aisle, North America, Coca-Cola and Pepsi, they have tons of flavors. Root beer, cream soda, you name it, Dr. Pepper. Here in convenience stores, they have Coca-Cola. They have Pepsi Next, which is kind of a diet or zero calorie Pepsi. They have Cola Zero, Coca-Cola Zero. And that's probably, some has Orange Crush, not Orange Crush, Orange Fanta. And that's about it. The rest of the drinks are juices or teas, non-carbonated stuff. Some reason Japanese don't like carbonation. I'm not a doctor, but I don't really understand it. It's because even like zero cola, it's zero calories, but still they don't like the carbonation. Something about the carbonation here. And their iced teas. In Canada, we have Brisk and, oh, I can't remember the other brand, Nestea and Snapple, right? But they're not, there are iced tea. Japanese iced tea is literally tea cold. Like if you went and boiled a pot of tea and put it in your fridge and let it cool down and drink it that way. So like they have milk tea and lemon tea, but it's nothing like our tea. And when I first came, I didn't like the cold tea here, but now I enjoy the lemon tea. But it's very different than even Brisk, which is not a normal tea. It's very different from Brisk. And they have hot canned coffee. Hot canned coffee is very popular here. And big thing that I miss is they don't have chocolate milk. Actually, they don't have any chocolate milk. They have cocoa, milk cocoa. Or cocoa, sorry. Cocoa is Japanese pronunciation. They have milk cocoa, which many people say is same as chocolate milk, but chocolate and cocoa, I think, have different tastes. And I find it very different. And actually, I didn't like the cocoa when I first moved here, but now I'm used to it. I can treat it like chocolate milk, even though I know it's very different. Pain is very unique, like big time in North America's Interac, paying with your bank card. Here they don't have any Interac system, but they have a thing where you can get some kind of chip in your cell phone that's connected to your bank card, or maybe even your credit card. I'm not exactly sure how it works. And you just drop your cell phone on a little pad, and you can pay for your food using your cell phone. And actually, the vending machines, you can pay by swiping your cell phone. It's quite unique. And from what I heard on the Tech Guy show, is, or one of the shows on Twit.tv, is that new cell phones are going to be coming with it in North America. So soon you guys will know what I mean. But I'm at the station now, so that's about it for convenience stores. They're really quite different. And you guys have a good week. Booyah.